Toto je podcast Dobrej spoločnosti. Inšpirácia zo sveta sociálnej udržateľnosti a filantropie. Sledujte na newstream.cz a na všetkých podcastových platformách.
So we have another distinguished guest here now for an interview, and it's Nenad Ljubičić. Did I pronounce it well?
Perfect.
From JTI. What is your job exactly? Tell us, first of all.
I work for JTI in Geneva headquarters. It's a headquarters of our global business. So I'm a part of the community investment team that takes care of our community investment strategy, global strategy. So investing in communities in the right way, in strategic way, et cetera, et cetera. So this is my job.
Interesting. What is your current situation in terms of thinking about your plans, strategies that you are developing?
Well, strategies are there to be revisited on a regular basis. So what works today doesn't mean that it will be super fit for future. So what we do, we actually at headquarters, we have regular contacts with our markets. We operate in 130 markets, more than 130 markets. So it's a quite, you can imagine, it's a quite a task to get insights from different colleagues, from different cultures, from different countries about what societal needs are, how they approach them, et cetera, et cetera. So based on these discussions and inputs, we regularly revisit our strategy. As a result, for example, in 2019, we launched this JTI Global Water and Sanitation Initiative. It's a huge program that actually has a clear objective to reach 1 million people by end of 25 with access to fresh water and sanitation globally. So that idea came from discussions as such, like with the market. So as a business, we expand in the emerging markets. And not necessarily that we are equipped and ready as a company to provide resources to the invest in the communities in the right way. So we needed a program that will be funded centrally, for example, but enables markets to actually have full ownership on that and address issues in their society. And water and sanitation is a burning issue in many developing world and countries. Where we operate. So we said, okay, this is a common topic. It goes across the regions, across the developing world. And we thought this is a good type of initiative to have. And we focus on water and sanitation. As I said, 1 million people will be reached by end of 25.
This world definitely is changing. It's a big transformation. So where do you see the biggest shift in terms of priorities, for example, also in your thinking? You named one of them now. What are the others, for example, that are now
coming? Yeah. I'm a big fan of disaster risk reduction, disaster management. Mm-hmm. This is my background. So prior joining JTI 14 years ago, I worked for UN and Red Cross societies and some NGOs, etc. So mainly involved in disaster relief, but also in humanitarian aid and humanitarian development in general. So I think with the climate change and these developments we have across the world, conflicts, war in general, and instability, I think reducing risk and preventing disasters happen is something that we should take care of seriously. And as a business, we do that. We established JTI Foundation that actually specializes in disaster management. So globally, we invest around $2 million on disaster risk reduction and disaster relief.
What were your intakes today here at this conference? Was there something that surprised you somehow?
Well, I'm really impressed with the organization and the number of people who join. I heard that from last year the number of participants doubled. Very interesting discussions, panel discussions. A very very interesting profile of people, like having government officials, having NGOs, having businesses around in one room and having discussions on how actually we strategically support society. It's quite important, and this is what is really impressive. I really kudos to my colleagues at JTI who work hard on helping making this happen. Yeah.
How do you perceive the cooperation nowadays, generally, between state, business, and non-profit sector? Of course, it's very different according to the state culture and everything.
Yeah.
But are there any trends from your point of view?
Well, I think there is an understanding that there is a huge gap, that different parties, like government, you mentioned, businesses and NGOs, often they don't talk to each other. Businesses and NGOs are not really fully aware sometimes what are the key priorities for the national government and how they can contribute to this. Some do, but most of them are having their own strategy, having their own topics that they want to address, which is fine. However, reduces impact on society. So if the government priority, I'm not talking about Czech Republic here, but let's say somewhere in Africa, if the government priority is to address water and sanitation, I think if you're a business operating in that country, you should see and look at least how you can contribute to this national agenda, because such resources scarce and are really key development and issue for the developing world. In countries like Czech Republic, I think it's more about, everybody talks about trends like climate change and migrations and refugees. These are very, very important topics. And I think dialogue between the stakeholders, such as government and businesses and NGOs, is necessary to make sure that at least everybody is on the same agenda. And how we know what, as a business, what are the gaps, where government can support sufficiently, where they cannot. This is something that we need to ask them. We need to talk to them openly.
Do you think that the atmosphere in big corporations like yours has changed over past years? Because I think there is a shift, like more attention and understanding of these social problems, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, in JTR, it's nothing new. Since it's a company established 25 years ago, it was supporting society and communities where we operate was embedded in our business model. So there is no discussion about that. So I don't know if it's being a Japanese company with the Japanese culture in place. I think that helps a lot. But there's no discussion about that. We have our society is a very important stakeholder to us because this is where we have employees. This is where we have our customers. This is where we have our families. So if we don't take care of society, it will not benefit us. So,
and generally, business environment, business circles, if we talk about companies nowadays, are they more attentive to this?
Yes, I think more and more. However, it's not really, for many of them, it's not really clear how they can interact and collaborate with the different stakeholders. I think this is I think I mentioned in the panel discussion earlier, the dialogue, even if it exists, needs interpretation because sometimes we don't understand each other even if we talk the same language. So what NGOs think and how they think, how they present stuff, it's not necessarily clear to the businesses or to the government. So I think there is a great need of helping this dialogue evolve in the right direction and helping this with the translation. So sometimes really understanding is a big gap and big issue.
Events like this where environments.
This is a big beginning, I think, and it's very important. Again, it needs to be facilitated further. So if it's not once a year, if it happens that gonna live forever or evolve, but it has to be kind of constant effort that everybody involved should invest. And coming from NGO sector, I am now working for 14 years in the corporate sector. I do understand both languages, so I'm a kind of
interpreter
and facilitator, and it's quite helpful, I must say. In many situations, our company looks for people with my background because, for example, if we have a sustainability programs in a broader scale, like we have elimination of child labor, it's a huge issue in a supply chain. not necessarily in ours, but we need to make sure that it's not happening and it's forbidden according to our code of conduct and our way of doing business. And of course, it's illegal. So we need to make sure that we are compliant with the regulations. So these kind of programs are, it's good to have someone with a background in a protection, child protection or child labor. So people from UN often join our company as well because they're keen to explore this corporate angle. And tobacco company being an industry being controversial, it gives more opportunity and for creativity and innovation. So this is what I like with JTI.
Thank you, Nenad, for your insight and for attending this conference. Have a great day.
Thank you.